Hi everyone, this is Leeds and I'm your host, Jeanette. In the last few episodes, I spoke to different storytellers about the stories that they're telling, their methods, and the media that they use to share their stories. I wanted to shake things up a little in this episode. It's been a few episodes now and I realize that I've never really introduced myself properly. Hi, I'm Jeanette. I'm currently based in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and I do a lot of different things, including consulting, running e-commerce businesses, and bartending. But when people ask what I do, I usually tell them that I'm a writer. I believe that any kind of content starts with good writing. A creative brief for a photo shoot? Writing. Script for a TV show episode? Writing. Presentation at a corporate meeting? Starts with writing. In fact, even when it comes to bartending, I've been known to write notes down while I'm learning. And I realize that it helps later on when suggesting a drink to a guest. You know, you gotta tell them what kind of drink this is and why you think they'll like it. And knowing the kind of story surrounding the drink helps you suggest a good drink for them. And then later when you're serving the drink, you wanna have a conversation with the guest about it as well. And then later on, you know, as they're sipping on their drink, you want to share something about the cocktail world. No matter what the medium is, if it's content that you want people to listen to, it has to have some kind of story shape. And if you want to learn how to tell good stories, there are a lot of articles out there providing tips, formulas, checklists, and cheat sheets. But I think everyone is saying the same thing in different ways. In my experience, storytelling is a craft that you have to keep working at. You keep learning, honing what skills you already have, learning how to tweak it for use on different platforms with different media. Everything boils down to one thing. You want to keep the audience asking, and then what happened? I recently read this book called Pitch Perfect, How to Say It Right the First Time, Every Time by Bill McGowan. And I thought it was an amazing resource for structuring your communication, whether it's a speech, a presentation, a conversation with someone. He's got 7 great tips in there on how you can say it right. Tip number 1 is the headline principle. So journalists know this, right? You have the inverted pyramid. You start with the most interesting information first. Hook the person you're talking to and get them to listen to the rest of what you're saying. The second principle is the Scorsese principle. And he calls it that because, you know, Martin Scorsese's movies are usually very visual. They're very vivid. It has a lot of detail in it. And when you're telling a story in speech, what you want to do is create some kind of visual as well. And this doesn't just work for speech. It's also something that writers would want to employ if they want to drag the reader into their work. The third principle is the pasta sauce principle. When you're making a pasta sauce, what you want to do is really reduce it down so that you get rid of all the water, the thing that doesn't really add too much to the flavor, and you make what you want to say as rich and brief as possible. Pack a solid message, give them the essence. The fourth principle is the no tailgating principle, which means that you slow down the way you're speaking so that your brain has a chance to catch up before the words come out of your mouth. I think what a lot of us do is that sometimes we want to sound like we know what we're saying, so we speak really fast. But what happens is that our brain is thinking at the same time as we're speaking. And this can lead to us saying things that we haven't really thought through enough. And basically, there's the possibility that we don't say it right. The fifth principle is the conviction principle. This is related to, you know, body language, your posture, the kind of words you use, your facial expression. And this is storytelling, yes, but it's also very speech related. So yes, it's not like writing where it's just words on a screen or a page and people don't necessarily see your facial expressions. But when you're speaking to a person, when you're speaking to a room, your body, your facial expressions, all these things are part of the story. They're, if I think about it in a similar train of thought as writing, it's kind of like part of the narrative. So the sixth principle is the curiosity principle. When you're speaking to someone or an audience, if you want them to be engaged, you need to be engaged as well. So you need to be interested in the subject that you're talking about. And whether you're interested or not can show in your bearing, in the way you carry yourself, your facial expression as well. So this is somewhat related to the fifth principle. The seventh principle, which I really like, is called the Draper principle. So this one was named after the character Don Draper in Mad Men, who is, yes, my hero. And Don Draper plays a creative director in an advertising firm in Manhattan. And he was one of the best closers, even though he was, you know, not in sales. But he was always able to win a lot of his pitches, because not only was he able to create really amazing concepts and copy, but he was able to pitch those as well. And one of the things that he said in the TV show was, if you don't like what's being said, change the conversation. Sometimes when we're communicating verbally, the conversation may take a track that we don't feel comfortable going down. And there are ways to very gracefully change the conversation and where it's going. I think this book is a great resource for anyone who wants to craft their own stories, whether it's for speech or for their presentation decks or even for writing. It's something that I'm trying to think a lot more about as well, even in producing this podcast. I've only read the book once, very briefly. I glanced through while I was on a flight, and I plan to read it again to see if I can use even more of what I've read in my work. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. It's a short episode because what I realized is that when I listen to podcasts, I like it to be really bite-sized as well. Because I listen to a lot of different podcasts at different times of the day, and having different lengths helps me to fit different podcasts into different pockets of my day. Let me know what you guys think about this episode, if you liked it, didn't like it, or if you want to have a conversation about storytelling in general, feel free to message me on my Facebook page. It's Leeds Podcast, LEDES Podcast. That's on Facebook and Instagram as well. So until next time, guys.